SC really did try to think of everything, though, and its minds were reputedly even more cynical, amoral and downright sneaky than those which made up Contact. Machines without illusions, which prided themselves on thinking the thinkable to its ultimate extremities. So it had been wearily predicted that just this would happen. SC would become a pariah, a whipping child, and its reputation a gland to absorb the poison in the culture's conscience. But Hawser guessed that knowing all this didn't make it any easier for somebody like Balveda. Culture people had little stomach for being disliked by anybody, least of all their fellow citizens, and the woman's task was difficult enough without the added burden of knowing she was even greater anathema to most of her own side than she was to the enemy. "Well, whatever, Balveda," he said, stretching. He flexed his stiff shoulders within the suit, pulled his fingers through his thin yellow-white hair. "I guess it'll work itself out." Balveda laughed mirthlessly. Never a truer word. She shook her head. "Thanks anyway," he told her.
"For what?"
"I think you just reinforced my faith in the ultimate outcome of this war."
"Oh, just go away, Hawser."
Balveda sighed and looked down to the floor. Hawser wanted to touch her, to ruffle her short black hair or pinch her pale cheek, but guessed it would only upset her more. He knew too well the bitterness of defeat to want to aggravate the experience for somebody who was, in the end, a fair and honourable adversary. He went to the door, and after a word with the guard outside, he was let out.
"Ah, Borahosa," Zoralundra said, as the human appeared out of the cell doorway.
The Quirrell came striding along the companionway. The guard outside the cell straightened visibly and blew some imaginary dust off his carbine.
"How is our guest?"
"Not very happy. We were trading justifications, and I think I won on points." Hawser grinned. Zoralundra stopped by the man and looked down.
Well, unless you prefer to relish your victories in the vacuum, I suggest that the next time you leave my cabin while we're at battle stations, you take your..."
Hawser didn't hear the next word. The ship's alarm erupted. The Adiran alarm signal, on a warship as elsewhere, consists of what sounds like a series of very sharp explosions. It is the amplified version of the Adiran chest boom, an evolved signal the Adirans had been using to warn others in their herd, or clan, for several hundred thousand years before they became civilized, and produced by the chest flap, which is the Adiran vestigial third arm. Hawser clapped his hands to his ears, trying to shut out the awful noise. He could feel the shockwaves on his chest through the open neck of the suit. He felt himself being picked up and forced against the bulkhead. It was only then that he realized he had shut his eyes. For a second, he thought he had never been rescued, never left the wall of the sewer cell, that this was the moment of his death and all the rest had been a strange and vivid dream. He opened his eyes and found himself staring into the keratinous snout of the Quirrell Zoralundra, who shook him furiously, and, just as the ship alarm cut off and was replaced by a merely painfully intense whine, said very loudly into Hawser's face,
"Helmet!"
"Oh, shit," said Hawser. He was dropped to the deck as Zoralundra let him go, turned quickly and scooped a running medgel off the floor as it tried to get past him.
"You," Zoralundra bellowed, "I am the spy for the Quirrell of the fleet."
He shouted into its face and shook the six-limbed creature by the front of its suit.
"You will go to my cabin immediately and bring the small space helmet lying there to the portside stern emergency lock as fast as possible. This order supersedes all others and cannot be countermanded. Go."
He threw the medgel in the right direction. It landed running. Zoralundra flipped his own helmet over from its back-hinged position, then opened the visor. He looked as though he was about to say something to Hawser, but the helmet speaker crackled and spoke, and the Quirrell's expression changed. The small noise stopped, and only the continuing wail of the cruiser's alarm was left.
"The culture craft was hiding in the surface layers of the system's sun," Zoralundra said bitterly, more to himself than to Hawser. "In the sun?" Hawser was incredulous. He looked back at the cell door as though somehow it was Balveda's fault. Those bastards are getting smarter all the time. "Yes," snapped the Quirrell, then turned quickly on one foot. "Follow me, human."
Hawser obeyed, starting after the older Adiran at a run, then bumping into him as the huge figure stopped in its tracks. Hawser watched the broad, dark alien face as it swiveled round to look over his head at the Adiran trooper still standing stiffly at the cell door. An expression Hawser could not read passed over Zorlandra's face.
"God,"
the Quirrell said, not loudly. The trooper with the laser carbine turned.
"Kill the woman."
Zorlandra stamped off down the corridor. Horza stood for a moment, looking first at the rapidly receding Quirrell, then at the guard as he checked his carbine, ordered the cell door to open and stepped inside. Then the man ran down the corridor after the old Adirin.